Dave Hayton from Kelly Wealth today, but we do have on the line, oh, in Townsville, actually, this is Roscoe. G'day, Roscoe.
Hey, John, how are you, mate?
I'm good, Roscoe. What are you saying today?
There's a bit of a program I'm trying to get formulated. As you know, I do a lot of work in the education sector with training and that. And what we're trying to formulate now with a bit of government help is to get at-risk offenders through some training and hopefully into employment.
That's a huge ask, Roscoe. Tell me just the bare bones of it. How would you get it off the ground?
Well, the thing is that there is a need for it. Now, I'm frantically trying to engage the big end of town to assist with this. But, you know, to Mr. Catter, Mr. Healy and all the rest of them, you know, how about a bit of support to get this off the ground? This program would see at-risk offenders trained in the basics like white card, working at heights, confined space and loader, skid steer, roller and excavator. Now this program here, if I get the support of the big end of town and I get the support of the present government, would be beneficial because there are people that are willing to take these people on. Well, you know, all I'm trying to do, John, is provide a solution to a problem.
When you say big end of town, you're not talking about private enterprise here. You talk about the most influential political representatives. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, look, I'm after any support. Like, if this program is successful in its pilot, which I want to get off the ground, I'm focusing 14 hours a day, 7 days a week on this at the moment.
Oh, okay.
To get this off the ground because I can see that I can make a difference.
Oh, God,
yeah. There's another undisclosed location where I've worked previously.
Yeah.
And at-risk people. And 17 of them were in the course.
Yes.
And 17 have graduated.
Well, this is huge. Do you know what? The people out there saying, oh, my God, we've got to find a way because we can't let it go on like this. Our crime rate up is virtually, well, the stolen car rate's nearly doubled. The crime rate's through the roof.
Right.
It's beyond Townsville now, our break and enter rate up here over 4,000 for the year. So, Roscoe, this would be music to the ears of people saying, for God's sake, give us light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, I want to provide the training. I want to provide the mentorship. I want to provide a solution to a problem, but I want to get these people into active work because I've got it in a nutshell. The 17 is a tried and proven method. Okay, I was threatened to be stabbed. I was threatened to be bashed and all the rest of it. But at the end of the day, I got their respect. They respected me.
Yeah.
And they had a thirst for learning.
Yeah.
And look at them now.
Yes.
Their suit is at the door.
Yeah.
And these at-risk people are in a vocation of their choice.
Yeah, exactly. This is a great story. This is a great story.
You know, I'm sick of the doom and gloom. I'm just trying to provide solutions to a problem. Now, if this pilot program's going to get up and running, which I'm confident it will. It could be rolled out in Cairns.
Yeah, exactly. We could multiply that 17 by 10 and more. Roscoe, I've got to shoot through. I'm down on time, but I love this idea. We'll stay in touch.
Yes, please do, John.
We will. Good
Thank
on you, Roscoe. That's Roscoe on the line from Townsville.
Hello, I'm Professor...